This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This version of the show, Kate Delaney. Wow, what a wild, sad couple of days it's been. I know, we've been talking about it. I'm talking to a lot of different people, including my pal Dr. John Huber, who came on the other day with his response to what we could do as far as helping people who might find themselves mired in this horrible situation, both from the victim point of view and the would-be attacker. So right now we go to Mike Olesker from Talk Media News. And, Mike, I'll tell you what, now we have this aftermath of the shooting, and now we're having a lot of conversations. A lot has ratcheted up in small pockets and big pockets across the United States about, okay, now what? Time for action. Where are we as far as what gun control issues would be and people who want to see a clamp down on more wait times and all that?
I tell you, I had lunch yesterday with two Baltimore City street cops and a deputy state's attorney prosecutor. The three of them combined have about 100 years experience dealing with street crime, with guns, with killing. We have a lot of homicides in my hometown of Baltimore. And when I said, what do we do about this? How do we get out of this thing? The three of them immediately had the same response. Why do we still have military attack-style weapons on the streets of America? And why can't we get reasonable background checks? The whole country is in favor of this, and yet we can't get it passed. And we now have Mitch McConnell, who won't even bring it to the floor of the Senate. So, you know, we have had these horrible shootings across the last few years, certainly Columbine, Virginia Tech, Newtown, Orlando, Las Vegas, and people said, oh, this is a game changer. This will change things. Nothing happened. What makes us think that something will happen this time? You know, we heard Donald Trump's speech yesterday. He said he's against hatred. Well, boy, there's really going out on a limb. Anybody can do that, but it's absurd what he did to blame this terrible run of mass shootings on video games or on mentally ill people. They have video games in other countries, but no other country has our record of gunplay. They have mentally ill people in other countries. They don't have our kind of gunplay. So he's going to El Paso tomorrow and Dayton, and we're told there could be demonstrations against him in El Paso. We had the El Paso shooter who left a screed, a statement online that directly mirrored language used over and over and over by this president. He put it online, this shooter, 20 minutes before he opened fire. Anti-immigrant language, phrases like send them back, words like invasion, which, as is now being reported, Donald Trump has used this precise language, not only in speeches, but he's used it in more than 2,000 Facebook ads. So is this a game changer? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a game changer that what you said, assault weapons, absolutely, I agree with the cops. That we don't need that. There's no reason, you know, you're not shooting Bambi 20,000 times. And again, with, I think there should be better checks. I'm responsible gun ownership. What does that look like? And that's the problem, absolutely. So El Paso is going to be interesting to see what happens when the president shows up there. That's for sure. Because you read the stories and you look at how quickly so many people were gunned down, babies just trying to save a baby, a couple, and the stories are just
it's
absolutely awful. Yes, it's heartbreaking.
And in El Paso, I mean, they're very sensitive to a lot of this language that the president has used. Think about that speech that Trump gave at a rally in Florida this past May. He asked the crowd, you know, how do you block migrants from crossing the border? How do you stop these people, he said. And somebody cried out, shoot them. And Trump stood there laughing over this. And then he joked about it. That's only in the panhandle you can get away with this stuff. He uses language that we used to hear from people on the political fringes, and he has brought it into the political mainstream. And it's the kind of language that helps set something off in the mind of this El Paso shooter. I believe this guy thought he was committing an act of patriotism. I believe in his twisted mind, this is what was going on.
Wow. So now, as we also move forward with these red flag laws and that conversation, what do you think happens on the Hill?
Oh, I think that Mitch McConnell, look, he's in the back pocket of the NRA. The NRA doesn't want to hear about any of this. They're the ones who always launch the scare tactics. Mitch McConnell gets $1 million, literally, from the NRA. You know how many homicides we have in the United States last year? You know how many there were? Over 17,000. These people who stand by the Second Amendment as though it's the Holy Grail, I wish that they would show the same kind of passion for children who were slaughtered because they're holding on to the Second Amendment. What's more important, a single life or them being able to hold on to their military-style weapons? I don't get this at all. I don't understand the passion that people have when they talk about protecting their guns and don't quite have that same level of passion when they're talking about protecting children. I don't get it.
Yeah, I get it. And when there's people on the fringes like that, I don't get that either. It gets so spun out of control that somebody has a concealed handgun that they're, that they have a permit for and they're responsible and blah, blah, blah and all that. But I agree on the assault weapons. We had a ban. Why wouldn't we have a ban? And yes, we can make the argument if somebody really wanted to get the weapon, they could get the weapon. But that's like anything in life. There's a black market. But these 19 and 22 year olds and 24 year olds, they're not, finagling their way through the black market. You and I both know that to get an assault weapon.
Let's at least make it tougher for them.
Yes. Make it tougher. All right, Michael, next time you come on, I promise we're going to talk a little baseball because my buddy George tells me you're a huge baseball aficionado. And
I'm an old sports writer, and we're dealing with a baseball team in Baltimore that I am trying to fall in love with, but it ain't easy.
I totally understand. I covered the Yankees, and I covered the Rangers, and covered the Dodgers, so we will definitely chat about that next time around. Thanks, Michael.
Take care.
Be fun. Thank you.
All right,
so the president is going into maybe hostile territory in El Paso, as Michael said there, that because the rhetoric, the debate over rhetoric has become super, super hot. We don't know. We don't know how that unfolds until we actually see it. I've said this before. I am absolutely for responsible gun ownership. I have family members who have guns. I have family members who hunt. They do not have assault weapons. They are not going out and doing that, of course, with 250 rounds or whatever. So there's where we are once again at the doorstep of having this conversation. What else is next? What does the FBI say? We're talking about domestic terrorism next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's feeling like a donor. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Thanks for hanging with us here on the show. The conversation around my backyard and yours is truly over what happened in Gilroy, what happened in El Paso, what happened in Dayton, because don't forget about that as well. So the FBI, I had a conversation today with a former FBI agent, and they are opening a domestic terrorism investigation to the shooting that killed the three there. Two kids were killed, if you remember. The 19-year-old gunman shot three with an AK-47-style rifle before he turned the gun on himself. So nobody to try there, nobody to give the death penalty to, none of that. Investigators discovered that Santino William Ligon had a list of targets on one of his devices, at least, and they're combing through everything else. And, of course, one of the targets was, so there were different areas that he would go to. One of them was the Gilroy Garlic Festival, and that's how that happened. It was on the list. He had posted on his Instagram page a photograph showing a sign warning of higher danger of forest fires, and the caption said, "Might is right," and that was a sexist, racist treaty that was actually written, if you look it up, in the 19th century. So his target list had organizations from all over the country, There were political organizations that, by the way, were affiliated with both Democrats and Republicans. And then there were religious institutions, too, that were thrown on the list as well. And we know that the El Paso case, for sure, they're handling this as a domestic terror case. 22 people dead, we know that. So this is one of the things that domestic terrorism does. It's one of the legal powers that they absolutely have as a tool. And you think of somebody tied to Islamic terrorism, Al-Qaeda, an international organization, it's a no-brainer. In this case, that doesn't look like that's what it is in any of the three I mentioned, but enough that they can make a case for domestic terrorism. And they are still making sure there is no other connection. I mean, yeah, I mean, domestic terrorism, the definition and how we feel about it now, if there's no domestic counterpart to support the statute that they already have, so federal prosecutors then normally have to rely on hate crime laws, weapon charges, whatever the approach might be, but it doesn't carry the terrorism label. And I think they need to slam the terrorism label on that guy from El Paso, the guy that killed all those people in El Paso and drove 600 miles, because that's outrageous. The question becomes pulling open the mind of someone who would do this. And now everybody's finger pointing. Is it Republican rhetoric? Is it the president? Is it Democrats? Is it this? I mean, I just said in the one case he had targeted Democrats and Republicans. Is it, what is it that is fueling someone? Is it mental illness? I don't see how you can't say that there's some mental illness involved in this. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and listen, but in our conversation, in my conversation with so many in the mental health field, clearly they are all saying it, they are moved by something, and it is the same MO over and over and over again. And we can't just immediately, I think there is a danger in immediately pointing fingers at everything and anything, like video games. I've had conversations with lots of people in the industry, which is huge right now, e-gaming. And sure, could someone say that sitting in a hotel room playing a video game, mass shooting, would make them feel crazy, could make them do something? Could listening to the same speeches over and over again, could looking at these white supremacist sites, which I think is really the bigger thing, the angry, hate, vitriol-filled sites where there are chat rooms and it's fueling that because it's other people. It's like, you're my brother, I'm your brother, and we're all thinking the same thing. I think they're the more dangerous of anything that we could possibly rank out there. So in trying to make sense of this, the debate is just so wide open. And so many of you have sent me emails about your feelings on where you think this all comes from. Some of you are blaming Democrats. Some of you are blaming Republicans. Some of you are blaming the president. Some of you are blaming politicians who didn't do a damn thing, as Annie said, when they had a chance at the border for decades. And, of course, I always say that about what's been there and was never enforced. But we can't go back in the bottle, go back in history in a time machine. We have to deal with what we have now and what we do know. Somebody asked me an interesting question. If I thought these shootings would endanger the president's ability to be reelected as an incumbent, I think this is certainly going to be something that's talked about in debates. But I think what's really big, it's economy is always right up there. So the trade war would definitely threaten re-election. If we see the markets tumbling and we keep seeing inflation indicators slowing economic growth and the economy is bad, then that leads to all those woes so many people have that they have a hard time lifting. And with new tariffs and this whole thing with the currency, with China and the yuan, those decisions are really, really big. Would I put it as one of the top five what's going on with assault weapons, what's going on with mental health checks, all of that. Of course, that's on the top five list. But I would say the trade thing is really the thing to watch. Now, stocks jumped 1% on Tuesday, so they bounced back from a sell-off just the other day when China stepped in to stabilize their currency, the yuan, as I said. But that's a big thing to watch, because you think of the U.S. farm export that's big, which is soybeans. So shipments of soybeans, which is one of our most valuable things to export if you're in the farming business, to a top buyer like China, went to a 16-year low in 2018. And all of that is all of this manipulated in the middle of it. So that is certainly one of the areas to clearly, clearly watch. Coming up on this hour, we're definitely going to go to the mailbag, and we will go to the man cave, so we will bring the man cave back and talk about our favorite pastime, or some of us anyway. But honestly, blame for the shootings is not the answer. Looking around for people to blame, looking around to just keep pounding that really doesn't do anything, because you're mirroring the language you say that is causing the problem. So I would put that low on the list of what we want to keep doing, right? Because we keep blaming people for the loathe, horrible, vile actions of these deranged, crazy guys, frankly, who are committing these mass shootings. But the machines are at work in trying to explain and support various theories. I mean, listen, there was a report that the Dayton shooter had extreme left-wing and anti-police posts and had tweets that supported, you know, millennials have a message for the Joe Biden generation, hurry up and die, and other things that were in support of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. So what do you take that to mean? Right? So the Dayton shooter didn't seem to be a white nationalist, but a full-blown, what they're saying is a pro-socialist. And his attack was, what, influenced by political views? Who knows? What triggers them to pull the trigger and do something so heinous? We may never, ever, ever know. The shooter in El Paso just has a look in his eyes that is pure dead. And that is what everyone's saying, that he has nothing. There's nothing there. And he's not showing any kind of remorse or giving any indication that he feels badly for what he did and all those lives that he destroyed. Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag coming up on the flip side.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is planning on visiting El Paso and Dayton in the wake of two mass shootings in both cities. Some people want him to come give comfort, but others want him to cancel because of the rhetoric he's used in the past while discussing immigrants. Protests are already beginning in Dayton.
Do something! Do something!
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso tweets that she's declined to meet with the president. Meanwhile, they're learning more about the gunman who opened fire outside a bar in Dayton. Investigators say Connor Betts, who killed 9 people before being killed by police, expressed an interest in committing a mass shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham revealed another interest.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Oh, yeah, we are in the mailbag. So what have we found in the mailbag? This one is from Linda, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I like the show. It's sad, all this conversation about these heinous, sick people who have gunned down innocent people who didn't deserve what they got. And yet people still try to talk about it's okay to have assault weapons. What kind of idiots are living in the United States of America?" I agree with you. It's one thing to have a handgun. It's another thing to have an assault weapon. Just ban them for good. It makes no sense. Yes, we know there's a black market. There's a black market for every damn thing we have in the U.S. So what if somebody can get it off a black market? At least it may stop some others. It would be a heck of a lot harder. Well, this is my take. My take is, yeah, gloves off. I am for people having guns, responsible gun ownership. I say it all the time. And what I mean by that, look, Bill Maher, who couldn't be more left of left, he has a gun. He has a gun in his house to protect himself from some nut job that might decide, oh, I know where he lives, I don't like what he has to say, and I'm coming after him. Plenty of people that I know are in a similar situation, and they practice, they know how to use it, etc. I mean, do I know that everybody that has a gun and they're concealed and carried and they have a permit is responsible? No. But do I know they don't have 250 rounds to throw in the back of their trunk, open fire in somewhere in broad daylight and slaughter a bunch of people who are just trapped, running, trying to figure out what do they do with these active shooter drills that some of them have practiced? Oh, gosh, it didn't work. Too bad that I was in the line of fire for the shooter. Wow. Yeah, dump the assault weapons. Different story when we talk about responsible gun ownership. And it's interesting because I've done some checking on this to get try to get some hard numbers. But because of the mass shootings especially, a lot of people are getting guns and signing up for classes to get their license to carry concealed weapons. In fact, in California, in Texas, and all over the place, because we're watching, we're talking about what happened in El Paso and Dayton and even Gilroy. So the classes, from what I understand, in my neighborhood, I was talking to somebody that has gone to them, and they say they're getting booked up, and people are learning how to use these guns. They want to take the tests. They want to get a license, that kind of thing, because they don't want to be victims and have no way to respond if they find themselves in a situation with an active shooter. By the way, a lot of the places where people are going to learn, you know, to get licensed and learn how, you know, with the concealed carry classes, learn how to use the guns, etc., they're also offering active shooter training now for businesses, churches, private citizens, all that kind of stuff, because of what's happened. So citizens are stepping up to secure their own safety. Right? Secure their own safety. Wow. And it just depends on gun regulations in your particular state. It's very easy to find out, but I know they're up. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Carl, and Carl says, I'm so sick of the blame game, calling out networks, calling out politicians, calling out all kinds of people for what happened in El Paso and Dayton and Gilroy and all these other shootings. You can call out inaction, but calling out rhetoric and trying to figure out what specific rhetoric, was it on the left, was it on the right, who was it, is impossible to know unless there's specifics that are left from the shooter who killed himself, or like the one in El Paso, is in custody and who is apparently not saying much of anything as they go through his material. Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, how do we know for sure what it is? Do I agree with these white supremacist websites? I said this already. The really extreme, nutty, crazy town, angry, we're going into this site and we're going to just vent and do our chatting. And I mean, of course, that can raise the level. I think that raises the level because, you know, that's victimhood and that's angry, hot, nasty, crazy rhetoric that can make somebody who seems like they're sane do something completely insane. We certainly have seen that before, no doubt. How about this one? This one is from Rick, something totally different. Kate, what do you think? The U.S. going to win the trade war with China? China's economy might be crumbling, but they could take us down with them. Well, let's hope they don't take us down with them. We certainly, the idea is the pressure has been put on so they don't jack around with us with what's happening with the exports, etc. And we know that they're doing a currency manipulator thing. That's what they did. It was a tit for tat escalation, so to speak, between the U.S. and China with their currency, letting it weaken and then ending the purchases of American agricultural products because of the new tariffs. So they're saying they're going to continue the negotiations, supposedly, and with the trade talks, but, you know, their economy's not good. It's not the powerhouse it was before, anyway. So, of course, economic tensions are really ratcheting. Let's see what Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, easy for me to say, what they get when they come back from, you know, more meetings. I thought we had progress. I thought that was the report that we got. We didn't get that report, right? We did hear that report. Our economy right now is strong. It's strong right now. The economic burden is falling more on the back of China. Even Larry Kudlow said that the other day, and I agree with that. You know, now he's the White House economic advisor. I agree with that. That's where they're headed. It's a slippery slope. If we're going to hit them and we're going to make something happen, then you got to stick to it. And that's so far what the talk is. Negotiate, but stick to, we're not backing down off of this. We're not going to do it. How about this one? This one is from Jake, who emails us quite frequently. And Jake says, hi, Kate. Boy, there's so much we could talk about. It's so sad to see what happened in those shootings. I agree with you. We need to remember the victims. So often we talk about and glorify in a bizarre way. We don't mean to. The life of the shooter, who cares about the shooter? They're lower than low. They're scum and beyond scum. And you can't bring back those lives, like you said, and how many people were affected by those horrific shootings because they decided to go and get some school supplies at a Walmart, or they decided they were going to go out and have a drink with a friend, and they just happened to be in the wrong place. Yes, and so what do you do? How do you protect yourself? The drills, etc. It's interesting. I just read this, and you know, what would happen if somebody came at you with a gun and you had a bulletproof backpack? Well, certainly in schools they're talking about that because you turn your back and you run. So now these backpacks, I just saw a New York Times report on it. They cost about $100 to $200, and they've been selling out. They're just selling out. So it looks like a regular backpack is designed to look like that. A former Israeli commando and the founder of ArmorMe, which is a defense company, sells the bulletproof backpacks. It has panels that protect you against bullets, and it just increases your survival chances. So now you have people who are, you have students who are buying them, or their families are buying them because they think, well, if you get stuck in this horrible, unimaginable situation, at least you have another line of defense. And I guess you would if you were turning and running and, you know, your back would be a target. And if you had that backpack, it would help. But, you know, that's a lot of ifs, too. But they are on the rise. What does that tell you? We've got more people that are getting their license because they want to protect themselves. We have these backpacks that cost like up to $200 that people are running out to get their kids, whether they're in college, high school, or elementary school or middle school or whatever. Shows you. Take matter into your own hands. How can you guarantee there is no 100% on this? I'm telling you, at schools, they have to do the whole metal detector thing, period, end of story. That's what they have to do now. There's no way around it. My school had a metal detector, and this was way before any of this was going on, that's for sure. Here's one from Don, who says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show. Sad to see what happened to all those people who were killed in Dayton and El Paso. I would say thoughts and prayers, but that just seems so empty, and everybody always says now that's an empty sentiment. But I do certainly send up prayers to those families. I can't imagine where your mind would be if you got that horrible, horrible phone call. It just seems absolutely out of control. And did you see that two countries issued travel warnings about the U.S. after the mass shootings? I did see that. In fact, Venezuela and Uruguay warned their residents about violence and hate crimes in the U.S. They said, take precaution amid the growing indiscriminatory violence, specifically hate crimes, including racism and discrimination, when traveling to the United States. Wow. And they said, avoid the cities of Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, as they were listed as one of the most 20 dangerous cities in the world. Can you believe it? Stay with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
It's a stampede. Everybody thinks that their team is a winner. A winner. Right before the season, of course, because you have nothing to lose at this point, right? Yes. Yes, of course you can win the Super Bowl. I got to tell you this quick story as we're in the man cave and we're sharing stories. So this past weekend, I filled in on CBS Sports Radio, and everybody who called wanted to know what I thought their team's chances were. They wanted to tell me, what are the Cleveland Browns? Are they going to win 9 games, 10 games? Are they going to, what are they going to the playoffs? What's going to happen now that they have Odell Beckham Jr. there? What's going to happen? And I said, in many cases, well, if I had the crystal ball that could tell me the exact road to the Super Bowl, why would I even be on radio? People would pay me to tell them what's going to happen. All these owners would say, well, you know what's going to happen. What do we need to do? So Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, a great connection, hopefully. It looks like in practice they look pretty good anyway. Cleveland bounced back last year after horrific years, especially the year before. So they're 7-8. Sweet. Good for them. I love the people in Cleveland, so I want to tell them you have hope. But you're not going to win the Super Bowl. I would be stunned if Cleveland went to the Super Bowl. I'd be stunned. And then you look at the usual suspects. What about the Patriots? What about the Dallas Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott and his big, long holdout? What about the Cowboys' Robert Quinn, who fractured his hand during rush drills? And he's out. He's a great pass rusher. He's supposed to be ready by September 8th for the opener against the Giants, but that's the opener against the Giants. Yeah. Dallas was 10-6 last year. They got to do something, right? And what goes on with getting a deal done with Ezekiel Elliott? And how about getting a deal done with Dak Prescott this season? What are they going to do there? So Zeke, no deal. You know, the contract extension, when you're an agent, that's a big thing. How much guaranteed money? And these guys take a licking on the field. If I'm their agent, I'm getting them every single penny they can. You all know that I'm a capitalist, right? I believe in capitalism, so why shouldn't they're entertainers? Why shouldn't they get what the market will bear? How's that? Let's take a look at Major League Baseball, shall we? We would talk some baseball here. It's still the dog days of summer. There is the woulda, shoulda, coulda teams, and then the teams that are looking super good. Who are the teams that are looking super good? The Yankees hit 6 home runs. They beat the Orioles 9-4 for the 7th straight win. That's looking really good. 7 straight wins. How about the Tigers? They pounded the White Sox. Miguel Cabrera had 3 hits, scored twice to help the Tigers with a big win over the White Sox. Again, 10-6. Looking at the Mutts or the Mets, Zach Wheeler, 8 huge innings, and they shut down the lowly Marlins 5-0. Extra inning games are fun when your team wins, but when you're sitting there and you're debating, should I run for the car? Oh, it's school night. Maybe it's not school night yet, but school's starting soon. Some schools are actually underway. The Rays beat the Blue Jays 7-6 in 10. That's pretty cool. Scoring the winning run on a wild pitch, that makes you excited when you're sitting there waiting for the end. Definitely. Definitely. And so it goes. This is the dog days, and it's looking at the standings and deciding who threw in the towel, and they're really looking at next year. Certainly the Yankees aren't. I said the 7 wins. Tampa Bay is 9 games behind the Yankees. The Red Sox, 15.5 games. You look at the Twins in the Central, they're on top, but the Indians on their heels, 3.5 games behind them. Also in the AL West, the Astros on top, the A's 9 games rather behind them, and the Rangers 15 games behind them. The East is interesting. The National League East, you have the Braves on top. The Nationals and the Phillies are both trying to rock up the standings and move further up. So Phillies 6.5 games behind the Braves, the Nationals 6 games back. Yeah. And then the Cubs in St. Louis and Milwaukee, it's a 3-way deal with them, a couple of games separating them. So the Cubs on top, but only by 2 games. The Cardinals, of course, next to them, second in the NL Central, and the Brewers 3 games back. What's really interesting is this year in the National League West, the Dodgers aren't messing around. They are just crushing it. 75 wins, 40 losses, and if you look across baseball, they have the most wins in baseball. And the Diamondbacks are 18 games behind them. Doubt the wild card's going to come from the AL West. Look for the Central or the East, depending on how this all shakes out. But especially the Central, the way that's looking now. And the Giants, 18.5 back. I mean, forget about it. The Padres, after everything that they did, and the Rockies, same thing. But fates can turn. Sometimes something happens, an injury. While we're in the dog days, anything is absolutely possible. Let's put it that way. Anything's possible. But it's really football that's on everyone's mind, and it's a good way to take other things off your mind. And I know people are getting ready for fantasy drafts because that's coming up in September, a month from now or in a couple of weeks from now. And then there's so many other people that will be watching to see with bated breath what their teams do heading into the season. If you have a spare 39 and change million, that is, Tom Brady has his house up for sale in Boston or Brookline, Massachusetts. So they've got a ton of space, I guess. They're property is immense. They've got a place in New York. It must be a rough life. And they've been looking at places in Connecticut and Alpine, New Jersey, I guess. Bah, bah, bah. Brady and the Patriots have a new deal that'll pay him another $8 million this season, so his salary is $23 million. But it voids years for 2020 and 2021. So by the end of 2019, they would have to revisit the contract, supposedly. Before the end of 2019, the league year, anyway. What a crazy situation. 20th year with the same team. 20th year, 42 years old. How long does Tom Brady play? If you were going to make a bet on something, how long does he play? When you have all those rings and you have, I mean, it's just about you love playing, so you keep playing. I think if he was really hurt, if he got really hurt, he would have to step away. Why would he stay? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that he's still there. He could be in the Hall of Fame right now. And he's the guy that people love to hate. They either love the Patriots, and some of you listening love the Patriots, or you hate the Patriots, and you call Belichick Belichick, and you think that Tom Brady deflated the footballs, and then the rest of you say, no, it still doesn't matter, period. All right, how about college football? We are so close to college football. Yes. And it's a question, do you think really Alabama or Clemson won't be there in the end? Come on. Of course they will be. They have all the King's soldiers and all the King's men. They are the best of the best. And somebody else can sneak in, but who is that somebody else going to be? Depends on if there's any real true upsets in in the beginning of the season. Or even at the end of the season, depending on who's going to get that one loss. You start off on the 24th with Miami and Florida, Arizona and Hawaii. Those are the first two games to start off the college football season. And then full slate of action on Thursday. And then you get back into the weekend again. Georgia Tech and Clemson will tangle in their opener. That's kind of interesting. There's always a lot of fans that come out for that one. And then as you go down the list of top-tier teams, you know, like Ohio State and Florida Atlantic. Yeah, those are openers, right? My favorite school, Temple and Bucknell, although they're playing at the Link. I have family members that graduated from Temple. I like college football. All right, it was lonely. It was lonely in the man cave, but it was fun. Thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.